Well, hey friends, how you doing? Happy Wednesday. Trust you're well wherever this video reaches you. Today is Wednesday, March the 8th. I am in Northern Ireland today. Flew into Dublin yesterday, jet-lagged and tired. And in Northern Ireland for about a week here. I'll be speaking in Cookstown this evening, back in Dublin Friday. Here in a couple of places in Donaghadee and near Belfast on Sunday. I'm going to be down in near Monaghan in the Republic of Ireland on Tuesday, in Armagh, the Vibe Church, on the Wednesday. So if you're in Northern Ireland, I'd love to connect with you. Going to be meeting some friends every day for coffee and lunch and different things. So drop me a line. Love to hear from you. Hey, as usual, excuse me, if you're new to our YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there. Check out the links below. A big thanks to all of our partners and friends of Graham Jones Ministries as well. What are partners? We have a great group of people who pray for us and support us in the work, kind of outside of churches. We do the traveling, the missions work, things like that. So thanks to all of you who are prayers and senders. We really encourage any of you to pray about becoming a partner. You know, people who give me $2 or $3 a month, something like that. It's not about a big financial thing. It's about having that connection, that heart-to-heart connection. Let me do other few quick announcements. I've got a busy itinerary. I've got about 23 meetings in the month of March. We'll be doing a conference next week in Norwalk, Connecticut. I'm hearing God's voice. It's Saturday, March 18th, as part of NEF Church. And lots of other dates will be in Vermont at the end of the month. Holding Mass, lots of great places. But today I am in Ireland, so it is good. I'm actually on an adventure right now about hearing God's voice and pushing into some whole new levels of that. But maybe I'll share some thoughts about that later in the week. Here's a quick thought just for today. I was spending some time with the Lord earlier today in my apartment here. I sort of asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want to do today? What's your plan for the day? You know, I've got to do a bunch of jobs, housekeeping, coffee, travel to the church I'm speaking, different things I'm doing today. And I said, Lord, what's your plan for the day? What's your agenda? And here's what the Lord said to me. He said, Graham, I just want you to praise me all day long. And it just got me thinking about, I know we can do this every day, but today I'm going to try to spend the whole day praising God. And I'm going to praise him as I walk here around Belfast. I'm going to praise him in a cafe. I'm going to praise him as I drive in a car around Northern Ireland. We're praising tonight in church. I want to give glory to God. Psalm 72:15 says, let them praise him continually. Let them bless him all day long. And, you know, there are different ways of fasting. Obviously, we always think of fasting in terms of food. The Bible speaks about fasting in terms of marital relationship. Sometimes you need to fast the internet, fast your phone. But sometimes there's a fast in the pro, not just the contra, a fast in the proactive doing something. Fasting is less about what you don't do and more about what you do at the time you don't do something else. You may want to pause and rewind that. Let me say that again. Fasting is less about what you don't do and more about what you do with the time or the resource that you didn't do the other thing. You see, fasting is not about not eating food. Fasting is about not eating food and feeding from the Lord instead. Fasting's not about, there's nothing holy about switching your cell phone off for a day. Fasting is about switch your phone off for the day and get your Bible out instead and spend that time doing something good. And so I want to encourage some of you, why don't you take a day as well and praise the Lord? What would happen if we spent a whole day in worship? God invades the praises of his people, Psalm 22:3. So I'm looking forward to a great day of worship. Boom. Hey, I'll have a new series coming up tomorrow all about prayer. We've got a 12-part course and some snippets from that every day all about prayer. And too many great things happening. But let's go back to worship. Have a great day, guys. Worship the Lord wherever you're at. Bye for now.